So it looks like they solved the 2017 budget problem with a one-time fix. They're going to borrow some money. That's taken care of. Mm-hmm. Still looking at about $1 billion that they have to come up
over
with through July 2019. So what's on the table for that?
Tax increases.
But in what form are we going? What form is they couldn't get it through?
What are we going to see? They're
going to
roll the LLC exemption back. I mean, I think that's pretty much a done deal. People have been assuming that's going to be part of the mix all along.
Right.
The question now is, as you know, the governor was meeting with legislators last week and said, "Hey, how about a flat tax?" And it got 3 votes. So right. That's kind of been done. That's off the table now. So I think the question now is, you know, what kind of adjustments are they going to make in the rates, in the income tax rates, and then what kind of quote-unquote sin taxes are they going to add to the mix in terms of maybe a tobacco tax increase and an increase in the tax on alcohol. There's also a gas tax proposal floating around out there to help fund KDOT. So those are going to be the component parts, but in what magnitude and what the mix is going to be, I don't think anybody knows at this point.
Yeah, and you know, they've got this pile of possible cuts and efficiencies, right, from this report that the legislature commissioned
a couple of years ago
now, and they've been tearing down those ideas one by one.
Yeah, they've been digging deep into the report and saying, well, no, this isn't going to work. No, 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 not feasible. Okay.
Certainly has been the case on the school finance side,
right,
where they thought they were going to save maybe $60 to $80 million a year by concentrating health benefits in a single area. Legislative post audit came back and say that you're not going to come anywhere.
So, Mr. School Finance Expert, why don't you tell us how that's going to shake out?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
you thought he never would, right?
So they've passed out. Well, they actually haven't passed out a bill out of this K-12 Budget Committee. They came to a bill.
Agreement on a bill.
Right. So they're waiting to. They just hired former Senator Jeff King as their constitutional law expert. He is going to go through this bill and advise the committee whether it will
pass
muster.
He's an Ivy Leaguer.
He is. Mm-hmm. Oxford, by the way.
Yes.
And he's going to advise the committee whether this will pass muster with the state Supreme Court. Right now, it puts $150 million a year over 5 years. For a total of $750 million into public education. After 5 years, the bill that has been agreed upon, the amount of state aid would rise based on the consumer price index.
Are you hearing, Sam? I'm really interested. The mods who got elected, particularly in Johnson County, on the school finance issue. Right. Are they thinking this is enough money?
No, I think there's a lot of people who don't who believe that it's not enough money. There are certainly a handful of conservatives who believe it's way too much. So I mean, there will be a fight about this on the House floor.
But you know, you have to add whatever you're going
right.
to add to school finance on
you
top of
add
that billion
that.
Dollar figure because
right.
the roughly $1 billion we're talking about. Is the amount of the projected deficit over the next 2 years that has to be filled through cuts and revenue increases. So we're really looking at approaching $2 billion need right now over the next several fiscal years. And so, you know, how they're going to generate that money, I think that's the caution that legislative leaders are trying to impose on the process is they want to keep that figure as manageable as possible on schools.
Now, part of it they're not going to be able to manage because whatever they do on school finance has got to be agreed to by the state Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty big hurdle, I think. They've been trying for years to do end arounds around the state Supreme Court, and the justices have just said no.